Welcome to episode 6 of the Live Your Mission podcast, or affectionately known as the Paulcast. I'm your host, Paul Evans, and today we're going to be looking at the secret to success. You know, that always sounds a little bit dorky, right? Sounds a little bit over the top. Like, are there really secrets to success? And often it's some sort of mumbo jumbo that helps us achieve everything that we want personally in life and often disregards others. But what we're going to look at today is going to help us really achieve the things that we need to be achieving because they all come with a price. I went and ran this morning, only 3 miles. I'd gotten up to running a lot of miles every week, and then I laid off. And my first run after about 3 months happened last Thursday, and I thought I was not going to be able to walk for about 3 days. It was ridiculous. I was so out of shape simply because I was not remaining consistent, and I was eating a lot. And I wasn't doing anything. So, there's all the contributors there. And often in our own life, when we look at some of the messes that we're in, and some of the things that are not happening the way that we planned in our mind, what the expectation was, and we wonder, how in the world is this happening like this? Why is this happening? Instead of looking and saying, you know what, I've not been very big on contribution into my life. And that's really what this cast is all about. Making sure that when it comes to success, that we're doing the things that we really need to do. And this is all based on H.L. Hunt. At one time, he was one of the richest self-made billionaires on the planet. And he had 3 keys to success. And if we're willing to dive into these and really accept these, then I believe that we will achieve and we will enjoy more success than we've ever enjoyed before. However, I've got to warn you, this isn't sissy stuff. Some sort of mumbo jumbo. It's the stuff that is a challenge. So here's the first thing we've got to do. Number one, decide exactly what it is that you want in life. And when I think about what I want in life, I'm not simply saying I want to make a list of cool stuff like the bigger house and the car and all the things that I want to do and the places that I want to go, but instead to sit down and think about what it is that I really want. What would life really be like? Who would be helped as a result of me living outside of the constraints that I've placed on myself? You know, when I look at my life, it's pretty easy to see times in which I feel like I really excelled, times that I really accelerated, times that I was hyper-motivated. And then I see other times when I really didn't do that much, I didn't push that hard, and I noticed that the things that I push the hardest for are the things that I want the most, the things that I desire the most, the things that I believe in the most, the things that I don't want to die, the things I don't want to look back and say, well, why didn't I pursue that? Why didn't I go after that? So we've got to think about that in our own life for this first step. We've got to decide exactly what it is that we really want. What exactly do you want? Not a wish, not simply a fantasy or a dream, but something that would be life-changing to yourself and all around you. And is that exactly what you want? Not buying somebody else's thoughts or somebody else's dream or somebody else's wants. You know, we've all seen these infomercials where somebody's saying you can become rich overnight and they're showing the yacht and the mansion. Hey, guess what? It's okay not to want that stuff. It's okay to not adopt somebody else's dream. It's okay to adopt your own and to say, this is what it is. This is what I'm going to formulate. This is what I'm going to pursue. Yesterday at church, we were talking about how some people are called to the mission field. If they could move today to the mission field, that they would do that. They would move to Africa or India or China, or they'd move somewhere or somewhere else in America if you happen to live there, which is where I live. You probably couldn't tell by my accent. It sounds like I'm out of town, right? So when we think about that our goals, when I hear about somebody moving to the mission field, there's something about that that makes us say, well, we ought to want that. It's okay if you don't want that. You know, I'm not called to move there, but I am called to make more money to help other people go successfully so it's not as much of a strain on them to be able to go and pursue their dream, right? So that's something precise that I want. I want to make more money so that more people can pursue their dream of going to something like the mission field. But it's okay for that precise thing, their precise dream, not to be my dream. So write down exactly what it is you want. Now, number two, this is where it gets challenging. Determine the price you're going to have to pay to get the things you want. What's the price you're going to have to pay? Because it all comes with a price. It doesn't just happen. It's not going to fall in our laps. If I keep eating the way that I eat, this is like a common theme with my cast. If I keep eating what I'm eating, what I want to eat, and I don't exercise, guess what? There's not going to be the physical changes that are in my head. So I've got to make some changes. I've got to eat differently. I've got to exercise more. I've got to push myself. And I know that ahead of time. So it's a price that's involved. Now, Zig Ziglar always said that we don't pay the price. We enjoy the price because of the results that we get. But I've got to tell you, some days I don't want to do it. I don't want to run. I don't want to eat right. But I do want the result. When I've decided exactly what it is that I want, I've got to determine this price. I've got to know ahead of time what is the cost. Too many of us decide on a goal or a dream, and we launch without counting the cost. You know, none of us would go on vacation without a budget unless we just had so much money we didn't have to think about it. And I only know about two or three people like that. But even they think about the cost. We wouldn't just jump out there and say, hey, I'm going to show up at the airport, and I'm going to pay whatever the fee is. I'm going to get on the flight. I'm going to go down to Disney World, and I'm just going to get in line. I'm going to pay what everybody else pays, and I'm not going to look at any price on the menu. I'm just going to order exactly what it is that I want to order, and I'm never going to think about cost. We don't do that. We plan. We save. We do the math. We figure out what we're going to be able to do and how we're going to be able to do it, and we count the cost of our vacation. So why shouldn't we count the cost for our day-to-day life? How much is it going to cost to get our marriage back on track? How much is it going to cost to get our kids back in our lives and us back in their lives? How much is it going to cost to get that weight down? How much is it going to cost to pursue that position at that particular company? How much is it going to cost to pursue the dream of becoming whatever, a doctor, a veterinarian, a school teacher? What's the cost going to be? And I'm not just talking about monetary cost. What about our time? What about our effort? What about our focus? Who are some of the people we're going to have to start ignoring? Maybe we're going to have to get up earlier in the day in order to pursue this. I hear people say all the time, I don't have the time to do X, Y, and Z. It's because you don't want it. We pursue everything that we want. And the other thing is that often it's a challenge for us. And that's the reason that we say we don't have time. Because we're really not willing to put in all the effort. And that's number three. Let me hit number one and two real quick again. Decide exactly what it is you want in life. Number two, determine the price you're going to pay in order to get the things you want. And then be disciplined to pay that price. Resolve. Be disciplined to pay that price. We've got to do it consistently. We've got to do it on the days that we really don't want to. We've got to keep getting up and pushing through and pursuing if this is something that we really want. Always think back to any of us who have dated and how crazy we get. Because when we want that guy or that girl, what do? We move heaven and earth. We try to say all the right things. We try to do all the right things. We want to come across as if we are the ideal person. And if they were to even look at somebody else, they'd be making a drastic mistake, right? That's how hard we pursue someone in a relationship. So why don't we do that in our own lives, in the day-to-day that we pursue? We determine the price, but we got to be disciplined to pay that price instead of saying, you know what, I'll pay when it's comfortable for me. And I'll work hard when it's easy for me, and I still have this expectation of everything falling in my lap. You know, that's crazy talk. It takes a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of effort to go after the dream, to pursue the great thing, to make sure that we're doing everything that we can do to reach that particular goal. Herbert Grace says this, successful people make a habit of doing things unsuccessful people don't like to do. Let me read that one more time. Successful people make a habit of doing things unsuccessful people don't like to do. You're not the only one that struggles. You're not the only one who wants to quit at times and wants to give up and wants to eat that donut when you're supposed to be eating that grilled chicken. You're not the only one that faces that. We all face it. The difference between those who are successful and those who are unsuccessful is that the successful people make a habit. They make a discipline out of doing the very things that the unsuccessful people don't like to do. Guess what? Often the successful people, they don't like doing it either, but they love the result. That's why it's so critical that you write down exactly what it is you want to do, because that can keep you fueled. That can keep you focused. We've got to count the cost. In Matthew 8, when people wanted to follow Jesus, he laid it out there of what it was going to cost to follow him. And a lot of people turned away because the cost was high. We shouldn't expect any less in our life. The cost is going to be high for anything that's going to be great, for anything that's going to be worth it. So get out there and pursue it. Decide exactly what it is that you want. Determine the price you're going to have to pay to get those things, and be disciplined to pay the price. Until next time, this is Paul Evans. You can visit me at paulbevans.com. Success is not an accident. Live your mission. Be blessed.